Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm so happy we're bringing DMX back.
Dude, I was gonna say.
Oh, my bad, yeah.
I agree. For us Gen Xers, yep. Them using DMX.
I actually shocked these youngins even know about DMX like that.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And not all music ages great.
Mm-hmm.
DMX's songs age great.
Especially for, like, hype music. Like,
you want to run through a wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good.
He had what Tupac had in, like, I think why I like them so much is there was, it reminded me of metal. Like so much aggression in both of their music. You could hear the attitude in it.
And it always seemed authentic.
Always. Always.
Their music just seemed authentic.
The best.
Yep.
So the new Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce.
Pretty popular.
Yeah, very popular. We had wondered about Jason's rooting interest, and he said he was rooting for the Eagles. And it's like, I don't think I saw him once during the broadcast.
I do not remember seeing him during the broadcast.
Because we were going to say, which
box
are we
where is he sitting
in?
At? Yeah.
Yeah. So
maybe he was sitting in back. I mean, they showed Taylor, but I didn't see anybody else, really.
So he talked with Travis about the experience of watching the game, and here's what he had to say.
What was it like for you watching this one?
Terrible.
Yeah. You tweeted out something.
I didn't even want to tweet it. I think I would rather do it here because you'd be able to talk more.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. Whatever you say is going to get clipped or touched and put out. It sucks. I've always supported you.
Every step of the way.
It was hard to navigate because obviously I'm trying to say that I have people on the Eagles that I love, and I also have you, and I tried to make it known that I was rooting for you. And it felt like I couldn't be right. Felt like no matter what I said, some people were going to skew it and say that I'm rooting for the Eagles. And some people were going to skew it and say that I was rooting for the Chiefs or Travis. Yeah. And it sucked.
That's the world we live in, man. I know I always had your support. And I joked around saying with your cheering for the Eagles, listen, you and Kylie are there in Philly and have created one of the most beautiful situations that I've ever seen. You guys are loved by the community out there. Everything from the foundation stuff that Kylie does, they both of you guys do, to the countless amount of hours and years you spent in that organization giving it everything that you have. You don't have to explain anything to anybody. As long as the people right here, I know who Jason Kelce is, and I know my brother and what his intentions are, and nobody can ever confuse that. I think the people in the Philadelphia organization understand exactly who you are and what you represent and how you were saying it.
And he continued here.
It was very, very hard to watch.
Yeah.
As much as I love the Eagles, as much as I love the city of Philadelphia, there was not a f***ing ounce of me that... And I know that, like, I don't know, I tried to correlate that I was rooting for both sides the whole time and that I was going to be happy and sad regardless.
It's a unique situation that nobody can relate to. Nobody can relate to this.
I just don't know how to articulate that I'm happy for some of the Eagles, but at the same time, I was miserable during the game watching you not achieve your success again.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. It sucked. And, like, it felt weird for me not to be cheering. That's what it felt like. It felt like, why the fuck am I not as excited? And I think it was just a fucked up emotion. And I'm so happy for Jalen Hurts. I'm so happy for Nick Sirianni and all these guys that have been through so much. And it was just really I did not anticipate it being that hard.
I can understand the conflict of having your brother on one side and the Eagles on the other side. I don't want to, you know, Jason's part of the team here. I'm not trying to psychoanalyze Jason. Jason's way more famous now than when he played. You know, like 100 times more famous.
He just played last year.
Well, and he's even more famous, I would say. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, he's everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. I know what you're saying.
I just wonder if a certain part of it is, because he mentioned it in that first clip, the fact that that everybody reacts to everything that he does now in a way that they didn't used to. So, you know, and everybody's talking about it. So I wonder if he is feeling a little bit of the pressure of, if I'm happy for my brother, oh, there's going to be a video clip of that, and they're going to be mad at me in Philly. If I'm happy for the Eagles, you know, then the Swifties are going to go crazy that I'm cheering for the Eagles. Like, I wonder if he feels a little bit of the pressure of sort of his reactions to those things being under the microscope that they're under.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, obviously not in his shoes. And like you just said, he's way more popular now. He's a mainstream media guy now. He's on ESPN.
He's one of the fifth biggest sports podcasts in America.
One of the biggest podcasts in America behind High Hopes.
with me and Seltzer.
Yep, with you and Seltzer. This is weird, man. This is a weird thing to try to dissect, because let's just be honest. It's his brother. It's his blood.
Right.
It's those two. They're close. Now, everybody's not as close with their siblings. You know, some people have 4, 5, 6 siblings. So you can't be as close with all of
them.
But when you only have one brother, and you two have done everything together. He's been his mentor, his big brother, his bodyguard, all this stuff growing up.
They played against each other.
They played against each other already in the Super Bowl. This, to me, has less to do with Philadelphia. If you're telling yourself somehow Jason would be happy to see the Eagles not win, I that doesn't register with me. That doesn't register with me. This is a conflict that he's having about the perception of the love that he has for his brother, and he can't show it.
Right.
He can't show the support that he wants to for his brother. That's his blood brother. That's his blood brother. They are very close, in fear of how we're going to react to it, because he knows us. And I'm talking about us collectively.
Right.
As an Eagles fan base. That's the conflict that he's having. Is that I can't even, and I get it. It's an awkward situation for him, but I'm going to give him a pass. That's your brother, man. If it was my brother, I'm gonna sit here and tell you I would be rooting for him. I don't need to rub it in the face of everybody here, but nobody's gonna make me not go root for my brother. Well, my brother has been here from day one before anybody here knew me.
Right.
Hey, my brother's been there from day one, and we've always supported each other. I'm going to go support my brother. Again, I don't need to rub it in the face of Philadelphia fans, but I'm not going to be in conflict about rooting for my blood.
It probably didn't help that they got beaten so badly that there weren't any moments for Travis Kelce in the entire game.
That probably made it worse.
You know, so watching him, and he even said it, watching him struggle the way that he did in a way that they are not used to is probably added to some of it, because there were no points.
No, you're right.
There was no point in the game where the Chiefs looked like they had a chance to win the game.
And you can't even be like, well, at least Trav had 8 catches for 120 yards and a touchdown.
Right.
Like, you can't even say that. Like, you can't even say, at least Trav had a good game. Travis didn't play very well in that game.
No.
None of them did. So, again, you don't have any brothers, so I wouldn't expect you to know.
Well, I'm looking at Sutton walk.
Yeah. Exactly. Can you imagine Walker not being happy for Sutton?
Well, again, like I've explained to both of you, my only goal in life is now being Ed Kelce. So, I will be in this situation at some point.
Oh, you want to be Ed? No, I'm not going to even go there.
Which son is going to be on the Phillies and which one's going to be on the Mets?
Well, I don't think the Chiefs qualify as the Mets. Maybe the Cardinals. Right. Could he be a Cardinal?
He could be a Yankee.
Well, sure. Yeah, I'll take it. I hope that I hope they have Jill's mental toughness.
Yes.
So I think, listen, I've already determined.
And work ethic.
So it's going to be a stud.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Walk, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Brains of the organization.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You out on Big Brother already, Boy, I tell you. Oh, yeah, new kid in the house. You already pushed Walk to the side,
well,
man.
Here's my issue. It's a weird way to term this issue with Walk. There's no issues with Walk.
Yeah, what's your problem with your firstborn son who's yes. two?
Not exactly on the height, the percentiles.
He's already measured him up. And, like, yeah.
And he's a lefty, I think. And I don't know how to coach lefties. And a shortish lefty, I don't know. What am I supposed to do with that?
You think he's going to be GM or something, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
In the front office. Maybe a Howie. Howie type guy.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it.
You know,
we'll take it.
There's all different ways to get into the Hall of Fame.
Either way,
sure.
They both would have surpassed you.
Yeah, well, that's the ultimate goal of being a parent, right?
Yeah.
As they pass you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really close to my brother, and I can't imagine that situation.
Right? Yeah,
actually.
You got brothers?
Yeah.
You got one brother or two brothers?
I've got two brothers and two sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I'm closest to my brother Jason, who lives and works for Disney. So, you know, of course, I see Lilo and Stitch 25 times just to support him. No,
apparently there's a new Lilo and Stitch.
There is. They had a commercial during the Super Bowl.
It's okay, Jason. He has three titles.
He does have three.
Yeah,
titles.
It's okay.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
He's going to be all right.
First ballot Hall of Famer. It's like dating.
It'll be okay.
Taylor Swift. It's like it's fine. You know.
Now the one I got got to get him in here for lie detector day.
Yes.
Oh God.
What were the some Eagles that he was happy for?
Oh,
you heard
right.
that in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said he's happy for some of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You want to talk
about psychoanalyzing.
Yeah.
What were some of the Eagles he's happy for?
Something tells me Jason won't be participating in Lie Detector Day to figure
that
one.
Just to stay away from that.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Was he at the parade Friday? No? Will he be at the parade Friday?
Oh, yeah.
He's got it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he's got to be at the parade.
I think so. I think Fletch would be there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris Long and Bo Allen will make their way
but
into
not
it.
Speeches, though.
Yeah, I don't think he'll make a speech.
You think Foles?
Well, could Kelsey kick it off?
We don't want Kelsey. This is their time.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, we don't need Kelsey making a speech.
This is their time. Yeah. Let them have this.
Yeah, let Nick be drunk and curse.
Yeah. They're going to have some fresh throwbacks on, though. They probably go throwbacks again like they did in 17.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Nick will have the one that he got from China.
Yeah.
The bootleg one. The Mike Quick one.
The Mike Quick one. Yeah. Oh, no.
He wore that after the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, the same fake one.
It's still in there.
Yep.
I thought Mike gave him that jersey. That's not a real Mike Quick jersey?
No, I mean, I the know. One that he wore the first time, I had a friend at Mitchell & Ness, and that I was like, uh-oh. Can you confirm? And she was like, nah, that ain't one of ours. So that makes him a real Philadelphian. Half the jerseys you see at the link have the wrong nameplate on the back.
Different shades of green. Yeah, hold on. Where'd you get that green
from? Barkley doesn't have two E's in it.
Dude, that's like when I got a Nnamdi jersey from a bootleg site.
You couldn't even tell if it was spelled wrong
or not. Well, it's completely wrong green.
It was
like lime green.
Yeah.
It was, oh, I couldn't even wear it.
I have a Macklin my brother-in-law got me at very early Christmas. I didn't even notice it at first. Now I look at it, it's like, oh, he got this one from China. This is $25. You know, Friday is not only the parade, it is Valentine's Day. And it's a big night if you're in a relationship.
That's right.
That hammer is real, for real.
Better have a blue chew in your pocket, that's all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm saying,
damn right.
Keep one in the wallet.
I like that.
Keep one in the wallet.
Yes.
You know, keep one in the wallet. Look, it's a chewable, which is a great thing about Blue Chew. So mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about having a drink to swallow it. You just, you have your Valentine's dinner and on the ride home, she'll know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You reach into the wallet, swallow the Blue Chew. That's when you know
Easy.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Just keep
saying,
moving.
That thing starts,
oh, all right.
It starts
yeah.
to activate fast.
No, right, right. When you're 10 minutes from home, make sure you're close to home. So that's the one of the great things about Blue Chew. The other great thing is that it's all online.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to bluechew.com. There's no the awkward doctor's appointment. And by the way, it doesn't need to be awkward. All you want to do is kick ass,
yeah.
right?
No reason to be ashamed.
0% reason. Mm-hmm. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It's made right here in the good old US of A. Hell yeah. Which means
he approves.
They can keep the cost down. He probably does. They keep the cost down. They ship it direct to you. Comes there in a discreet package in the
yep.
mail, right, Jack?
Yep.
So it's perfect. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin. You go online, they figure out what the right mix is for you. And Ike, I got four letters for you.
What you got?
F-R-E-E.
Free?
Free!
That's easy to spell.
Go to bluechew.com. Yeah, you can get free, right,
good
Jack?
Education.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I know we have trouble spelling sometimes in the city.
Yes.
I'm glad that this
yes.
show,
yes.
never a doubt.
Never a doubt. So what you do is you go to bluechew.com, you do that little meeting with the licensed medical provider, you get your first month free, and then you will be ready to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it!
It's going to take me a while to get used to that one.
Do you like the other one better?
I don't even remember the other one now.
Oh. You have it, Jack?
It's time to chew it and do it.
So what is that?
You
got that part. There's paper ripping. Is ripping open a package?
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
That might be the winner right there.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do it! Chew it!
Is that Battle's voice in the whoa, 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 whoa?
He probably used AI to do it.
Okay, yeah. Once again.
215-5.
No AI in Blue Chew.
No. It's the chewable thing. How could there be AI in
Just
it?
Just letting everyone know.
All right. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
Speaking of Blue Chews,
how we doing today?
How you doing, brother?
OG.
Listen, man, for my sake, to Jason, I never needed your fanmanship to vote for or root for the Eagles on this one. I'm completely understandable that you put your brother over the Eagles, which any logical
You think most people would.
Yeah, and secondly, you might want to tamper your emotions because this will happen again.
There you go.
Again. So you might as well get whatever tears you got conjuring up, brother, package them up. Because if Jason or Travis plan on staying in next year, because I believe y'all going to be there next year, we most certainly going to be representing next year. So you might have the same situation. So just tamper it down, brother. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me get to the business here.
Yeah.
I told y'all I played a long game.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the VP on Monday when we was at Chickie's that A.J. Brown would have a situation going on. and voila, never, never cease to amaze me. Let me tell y'all something.
What situation? There's no situation.
Well, the situation is here, okay? Let's get with, because I don't know why y'all walking on eggshells. I mean.
Well, because the guy never said anything. He just said he wants to get back to work.
Okay. Well, that ain't what I got out of it. You know what I'm saying? I know we, I see what's going on here. Okay. AJ is not satisfied with the shine that he gets. AJ wants your shine. He wants Saquon's shine. He wants Jalen shine. He wants everybody's there. AJ wants this team to be all about AJ Brown. Well, guess what, AJ? That's not how a team works, bro. It typically goes and you spread it around. Everybody gets a little shine. You know what I'm saying? Now, the fact that you want the ball, every damn prima donna receiver wants the ball. Hence why I said you don't need a top five wide receiver to win a Super Bowl because of the demands that they bring, that they come with. And then you got to deal with all these emotional roller coasters. Now, we right before the damn parade, and we talking about A.J. Brown not being happy and being overly and want to get that. Come on, man. Let's get it. All right, we just sold books and every damn thing. You just did every damn thing to bring attention to you. Okay? Come on, man. We grown-ups here, I hope. You know what I'm saying? We got kids out here.
So can I play devil's advocate with you here, OG? Because I hear where you're coming from. But A.J. Brown is so good that I just want to figure out a way. By the way, he did tweet in response to the response from the Instagram, but this tweet is now deleted.
Oh, God.
He said, if my QB said that after he won, it would be the greatest quote ever. Since it's coming from a wide receiver that he's not satisfied, it's a problem. Touch grass. So, here's my thing, though. My thing on it is every one of these guys has, not every one of them, a lot of the big ones have something that caused things in public. And even your guy, who just got Super Bowl MVP, had a few moments this year with things he said about the coach, so on and so forth. I'm not so ready to give up on a guy who is as talented as AJ, who performed as well as AJ, who we just won a Super Bowl with. Now, if we didn't make it, that would be another thing. I think this is up to the organization to talk to him and keep him where he's at. Mm-hmm. But he's been so good here. I don't know. I agree with you that you don't always need a top five wide receiver, but he's so good and he's signed and he's part of this team. I would wait for something else to happen before I decided we don't need him anymore.
Quit.
Let me say this here.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna be respectful, and I'm not even trying to be funny.
Yep.
AJ Brown is as important to this Super Bowl as any damn player on that team. He just don't realize how much he meant to this team. He don't know that the fact that he didn't catch 100 balls and all that, bro. You are more valuable in just being there. Teams had to allocate attention your way in order to, you know, to try to stop what the Eagles was doing. So even though you weren't catching the ball, you still was a big part of winning the Super Bowl. But the fact that there's some sense of discomfort or dissatisfaction for what that's a problem. It sounds like you are have a more issue with A.J. Brown than it is for the world. And I think that's something that people got to learn how to deal with themselves, within themselves.
Because that's the Inner Excellence book.
Yeah, well, I mean, Inner Excellence means exactly what it means. It says enter. That means you're doing outer.
Inner.
Try to exercise a little bit more, A.J., of Inner Excellence.
Would you feel, OG, would you feel some type of way if you were as good as A.J. Brown, as important as A.J. Brown? I'm just asking honestly. And you're sitting at home after winning the Super Bowl and you turn on Fallon and there's Jalen and there's Saquon and there's the entire offensive line and you're not there. Like, wouldn't you feel a little bit of that?
I would.
So that's all I'm saying.
I'm not telling you that his feelings is not valid.
Okay.
I'm telling you that you have to read the room and understand
the world don't evolve around you. So even though I would feel that way, I don't have to express that because it's not reality. It's not something that has to, like, it don't have to, I don't have to be there. AJ's going to have his success. Whatever God has for AJ, trust me, he's going to get it. Whatever he don't, trust me, can't nobody give it to him.
Hmm.
That's a fact.
Just understand, he's important for our future success as well.
But guess what, Ike?
Yeah.
He's only important for our future success if he feels that he is.
Well, it's part of our job, not us, because we don't play, but it's part of the Eagles' job to make him feel like he's a part of it.
Right. But now let me just give y'all some long, you know, some the long game.
Okay.
Here's how I see this thing playing out.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Brown is a life childhood long New England Patriots fan. AJ Brown is going to be traded to the New England Patriots for their draft pick. We're going to take that draft pick and we're going to flip it over to Cleveland and get Myles Garrett. Then we're going to have to go out and get a replacement for AJ. That's how this is going to play out. And that's how AJ is laying it out, but he just doesn't know how to say it right now.
All right, well, listen, you got an early jump on an Eagles Insider of the Year for next year.
Well, and by the way, we're not getting the fourth pick in the draft for AJ
Brown.
No.
People, you know, out of, you know, their credit, so, you know, I might not get it anyway. But, yeah.
Trade happens, you're getting it.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know why, Spike, don't think. Trust me, that's going to happen, Spike.
No, it's not.
We can't get the fourth pick in the draft.
Yeah,
for
no, it's not.
For is in New England, and they're going to give up that pick for AJ Brown.
No chance.
Mike Vrabel is in New England.
Yes.
Do you know what the value of the fourth pick in the NFL draft is? I'm sorry.
I do, Spike. I do. And guess what? We got Jalen Carter off of our Carson Wentz deal. We got it's a whole. Listen, man. I don't want to have to educate you on this, but I'll do it later on. But just watch it.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Game. He's a quarterback, and that was what pick 10?
Yeah, 9 or 10.
Yeah, we'll see. OG, I will give you. I will look. You have victory tour right now. I respect it. I will give you the credit if that happens. And by the way, and thank you for the call, OG. I wouldn't be surprised if New England was Vrabel's already talked about him.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes sense from just that standpoint. But
yeah.
The fourth pick is a high draft pick that I don't think. Now they may give up a future.
A future, yes.
Future one,
yes.
Right, but I don't think they're giving up the fourth pick for AJ Brown.
No, I don't think so either. And we're a pro AJ show, but the fourth pick is tough.
Just take a deep breath, everybody.
I know he'll be fine.
Take a deep breath.
He's got nothing.
He also visited the kid in the hospital today that got hit by the shrapnel with the Super Bowl trophy.
AJ, we love you, brother. Yeah. You tweet away. Get it out of your system.
Yeah, get it out of your system.
We'll
yep.
see you this summer.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it right there. Just get it out. Get it out your system. Whatever it is you're feeling, whatever.
I get it.
Yes.
If you need to come back on, we'll listen.
Well, yeah, we will.
If I turn on Fallon and it was Ike and Fritz, I'd be tweeting too.
I would not stop.
That's true.
Well, you would be.
Yeah, hell yeah, it would be. Without me. Baldy is one guy who at the beginning of the playoffs said the Eagles were going to go 4-0 and win the Super Bowl. So we will talk to Baldy next about what he saw and recap the Eagles season. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.